This is podcast number 95 for the well-educated mother's heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today's topic is hospitality. Hospitality. In considering the subject of visitors in the home and children, it is natural and proper to place special emphasis on the effect upon the children of the visitors, of their personalities and of their words and actions. For as has been truly said, visitors are among the most important forces in a child's education. It is of the greatest importance that visitors should realize how much it is within their power to make or mar, so far as the children of the family are concerned, when they are guests in a home. The more fully they appreciate this, the more valuable to the children will be their visits, the more the children will gain from them. But the opposite end of the subject is equally important, the attitude of the children to the visitors, and the actions and words of the children in their association with guests. Emerson has wisely said, "The way to have a friend is to be one." This is quite as true of children as of their elders. A friendly child is a child who enters into a natural and right relation with visitors, and both gives and takes the best that the opportunity offers, of pleasure as well as of inspiration. For this reason, as well as for many others, friendliness should be carefully cultivated in children. They should be taught by example and also by lucid precept to be polite and kind, and above all interested and happily expectant. In short, they should be imbued with the thought that any and every stranger may be an angel unawares. Up to a certain point, this is one of the very easiest lessons to teach to children, for the reason that, unless very shy, children are naturally friendly, naturally ready to think well of others, and naturally eager in the direction of what is new. With regard to all this side of friendliness, they, indeed, need to be taught very little if their surroundings have been fortunate. But in regard to the more practical side of friendliness, that side which has to do with works as well as faith, training and discipline are apt to be needed. For instance, when a child is happily playing with familiar companions and a strange child comes to call with his mother, it sometimes requires real self-sacrifice for the child of the house to give up what he may be doing and lend himself to the wishes of the child caller, which wishes may be entirely different from his own. Or a grown-up calling or visiting may desire to read aloud to the child out of kindness at a time when the child would prefer to play a game. The right sort of friendliness in action as well as in feeling is needed to meet situations such as these, situations so very usual. How can friendliness in action best be cultivated in children? Of the many good ways, one of the best is through the use of stories, especially perhaps stories showing the reward of unselfishness and self-restraint. There is perhaps no better example in literature of the right relation between guest and host than that to be found in the story of The Miraculous Pitcher. Baucis and Philemon offered freely and happily the best that they had, and the two travelers accepted it with grateful appreciation and with many compliments. Every child, whether a visitor or a host, should know this story. There is one particular group of stories which is of great value in helping children to understand the importance, the necessity, of friendliness. These are the old myths and fables of Japan. The Japanese people, from very early times, have been noted for their gentleness, their courtesy, their kindliness in word and in deed. The old Japanese legends which teach these elements of true friendliness to little Japanese children might well be employed with the children of other nations. One of the most charming of these stories is the tale of the Child of the Forest, that little golden boy of whom we read, "Even as he lay crowing in his bed among the fern, the birds that alighted on his shoulder peeped trustfully into his eyes, and he smiled." Thus early the child and the birds were comrades. The butterfly and the downy moth would settle upon his breast and tread softly over his little brown body. He was gentle and kind-hearted, and would not willingly hurt any living creature. Therefore it was that the birds and all the forest people looked upon Kintaro as one of themselves. He listened as they told of their joys and their sorrows, and spoke graciously to all, for Kintaro had learned the language and lore of the beasts and the birds and the flowers from the Tengus, the wood elves. It is an odd fact that children will often learn friendliness in action through stories of love and trust between children and animals rather than through stories of such affection and confidence between children and other children. This, of course, is simply because the former type of story is more striking in its appeal to the imagination. The story of Kintaro will be certain not only to interest, but to inspire small American boys and girls. Of course, children should be taught to be friendly always and everywhere, but at the same time it should be made clear to them that friendliness in and from their own homes is of the very first importance. Not long ago I was describing to a little girl of my acquaintance the guest room of a house in which I had visited. On the east wall of the room was the familiar sentence from The Pilgrim's Progress. The pilgrim they laid in a large upper chamber whose window opened toward the sun rising. The name of the chamber was Peace. On the west wall, the windows of which looked toward a mountain range, was that other equally familiar sentence. On the morrow he got up to go forwards, but they desired him to stay till the next day also. And then, said they, we will, if the day be clear, show you the delectable mountains. The child listened with the greatest interest. Then she said, I'd like my house, when I grow up and have one, to be that kind of place. Friendliness will make, not only of her house, but of any house, just exactly that sort of place. Let us do our best to help the children to grow in that particular grace.